Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
In case you missed Tuesday's episode, John and I announced that we are going to raise prices of the Dropship Breakthrough course in 2023. But until then, we wanted to make sure we gave you an opportunity to get in at never again seen prices. So we've actually extended our Black Friday sale. You can find the details at dropshipbreakthrough.com/Black Friday. And if you want the entire course, also marked down heavily, check out dropshipbreakthrough.com/join. Both of those links are in the show notes of this episode.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off.
Hey, and welcome back to the Dropship Podcast. John here with you today on another solo show filmed or recorded while my good buddy Ben has COVID and is unable to talk for any long period of time, I think, without hacking up a nasty cough. So it's just me today again. And today we're going to have a conversation about conversion rates. Now, I titled this episode, "Your Conversion Rate Isn't Important, Here's Why." And that may shock you if you're in the e-commerce world, because a lot of people talk and put a lot of importance on their website's conversion rate. Now, maybe that title went a little bit overboard and a little bit too sexy, but bear with me here. I hear a lot of people, in Facebook groups and, other groups and places where people hang out and talk about e-commerce, talking about the conversion rate. And people get, often I see people like, I heard this guy's conversion rate is this. My conversion rate's only that. What am I doing wrong? Am I doing something wrong? I've got it all wrong. I feel bad. Essentially people putting a lot of weight on their conversion rate and comparing it to other websites or other people that they've come across. And I think that's a massive mistake. It misses the point of conversion rate as a metric entirely. So you'll hear a lot of people talk about, well, the industry standard conversion rate for e-commerce is 1% or 2%. You can hear varying rates. And so you hear that and you're running a high-ticket dropshipping business and you go, well, my conversion rate's 0.8%. Does that mean I have it all wrong? Does that mean I'm doing something wrong? And it's a bit of a red herring, right? Because it's not really, the conversion rate in and of itself in isolation doesn't really tell you the full story of your business or how it's doing at all. It's simply one metric, and it's an optimization metric, not a success metric. So your conversion rate absolutely does not tell you how successful your business is going, right? It doesn't. It doesn't tell you anything, and it should never, ever be compared to somebody else. What it is useful for is one of the many metrics that you can track to work out if your optimization efforts, so on your website or in your marketing, are having a positive or a negative effect. But in and of itself, in isolation, it doesn't really actually tell you that much. It doesn't tell you how much money you're putting in your pocket, for example. Now, that is essentially, when we talk about the metrics that really matter or the success metrics, there are two primary ones that I always look at. The first is, what is your cost per sale? How much does it cost you to make a sale? And the second one is that goes along with that is, after you make a sale, how much money is going into your pocket? Or, how much profit is your business making per sale? Those two things, realistically, are the most important metrics to track for a high ticket dropshipper, because they do tell you how successful your business is going or how healthy your business is. Are you profitable? Are you not profitable? That's why we're in business. We are in business to help people solve problems by selling them products that in return provide us with profit. That's what you pay the bills with. You don't pay to go to the bank and say, my website has a 1% conversion rate. Can I borrow some money? You go to the bank and say, I make X amount of dollars every month in my bank account. Can I borrow some money? And so that is how you should be measuring your success. So to use some examples of why conversion rate is a bit of a red herring, once again, I can hear about people who run clothing businesses going and saying, well, I've got a 4% conversion rate. And I've actually done marketing for a clothing business that had about a 4 or 5% conversion rate on its traffic, selling, you know, $40, $50 t-shirts. Now, a really big high-ticket dropshipping business that I've been involved in that did more than $1 million a month in sales had a conversion rate on the website of between 0.2 and 0.3%. Now, at that conversion rate, doing $1 million a month in sales, that produced about $150,000 a month in profit in the collective business owners' pockets, and there was more than one partner in that business, every month. And so, over the course of a year, that's about $1.5 million in profit a year in that business at a 0.2 to 0.3% conversion rate. Now, if I went anywhere and flaunted that in many of the e-com bro, universe out there, people would look at me in semi-disgust and say, oh my God, your conversion rate is so low. How can you manage with that? And the reality is it was very profitable for us on that website at that rate. And so if I got stuck comparing myself to other people's conversion rate, I might be going, well, that seems really low. There must be something wrong with this business, right? I must be doing something wrong. But trust me when I say, in that business, it was very optimized, and it converted at a rate that was well enough to produce profit. And that why was the conversion rate so low on that website? Well, it's just the mix of traffic we got. We got a lot of traffic on that site, and a lot of it was really top of funnel and, you know, fairly general and just didn't end up going anywhere. But enough of it did that those people moved down the funnel and bought something. And so when you compare conversion rates, that's the unknown that you don't know. So let's say, for example, if you compare a website that doesn't pay anything for its traffic, as in it gets all organic traffic, essentially, there's no real ongoing overhead, they get 1,000 visits a month. Another website that has, let's say, only paid traffic, 1,000 visits a month, and, you know, they spend X dollars to get that. Well, even if that one that spends X dollars to get its traffic and it's paying for all of its traffic has a higher conversion rate, it still may not make more money than the website that's not paying for its traffic. It's just getting completely organic traffic with no ongoing overhead, and it sells at a lower conversion rate. It's still likely to end up being more profitable. And so that's why your conversion rate is not as important as a lot of people think it is. And if you hear people touting their conversion rates and comparing them and saying, oh, I'm doing so good, my conversion rate is this, it doesn't actually mean they're making any money. And so, as always, the retort should be, well, what's your cost per sale? How much profit are you making per sale? Because we've seen businesses that make millions of dollars selling products and spend millions of dollars to sell the products, i.e., they're not profitable at that rate. And so, if you're just getting started, or if you've already got started, have a think about that. And just remember that your conversion rate is not everything. It's not. Its only real importance is to, if you're, let's say it. So how do you use it is probably a very good question to answer. If you're making a change on your website, let's say you introduce something new to your product pages, you know, maybe you change your unique selling proposition, you add in some new elements to that about why people should buy from you, and you want to test that out. Well, you put it on your website, and then you see what traffic, you've got an established conversion rate, you see what traffic comes in after that for a period of time, and then you compare post-change to pre-change. Did your conversion rate go up and down or down? Now, if it went down and all other factors, variables remained pretty much the same, so it was actually a legitimate test, you might say, well, that mix of things I introduced is not a positive thing to do, and I should maybe revert back to what I was doing before. If your conversion rate goes up, then you would make the reasonable assumption that change you made was a positive change, and so you should retain that and maybe even expand upon it, put it in more places, whatever it might be. That is the true value of your conversion rate, is that it enables you to know if changes you make in your business are having a positive or negative effect. But that's where it stops. Whatever the number is, has nothing to do with this, like judging how well your business is doing or how successful your business is doing. So please, if you're listening, do not get stuck in that trap. Always judge the success of your business over time on whether or not you're making any money.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.